Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. 94 today under clear skies, south winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. 63 tonight, partly cloudy. Highs around 91 tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times and dry Friday and Saturday with highs in the low 90s. Taking a look at the extended forecast, 96 Sunday, 92 Monday, and 88 on Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 67.
This Kansas Information Network Update, sponsored by Gray Local Media.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are the latest headlines from 12 News. A Wichita church shares a report on sexual abuse by a former student ministries director. The report found 23 members of the Eastminster Presbyterian Youth Group were abused by Bodie Weiss in the 1990s and early 2000s. Weiss died in 2020. The Missouri House could vote on an incentives package today aimed at keeping the Chiefs and the Royals on their side of the state line. Kansas lawmakers are closely watching after approving star bonds last summer to lure one or both teams to Kansas. A California man is in jail after a chase in western Kansas Monday. A Kansas High patrolman spotted a car that ran from Nebraska law enforcement earlier that day. The trooper arrested the driver after he crashed in Russell. In Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
After spending years in foster care, Lexi worried that she and her brother were too old to be adopted. Thankfully, the siblings were adopted, with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I love teenagers. To see how brave Lexi was and how she opened herself up to being in a family, all of a sudden, she's holding my hand and calling me Mom. It was really special.
Every child, no matter their age, deserves to grow up in a safe, permanent home.
Children at every age experience challenges. Teenagers are more complex than young children, but in the best ways.
You're never too old for family. Learn how you can help children still waiting to be adopted from foster care at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Congressman Derek Schmidt of Kansas has joined a bipartisan group of colleagues in urging United States Trade Ambassador Jameson Greer to prioritize improved market access for American agricultural exports to India. The focus in their efforts includes U.S. ethanol, distillers, dried grains with solubles, or DDGS, and soybean meal, or SBM. This initiative follows a similar push last month by Congressman Schmidt, along with Kansas Representative Tracy Mann and other colleagues, to boost Kansas sorghum producers' access to the Indian market. And with India now surpassing China as the world's most populous nation, expanding trade with India could offer a significant counterweight to ongoing trade tensions with China. Kansas plays a substantial role in U.S. exports, with over $14 billion in goods across various industries exported in 2024. And as of 2022, Kansas exports were estimated to support 66,000 jobs within the state. Included in their letter to Ambassador Greer, the lawmakers highlighted India's expressed willingness to engage in high-volume agricultural trade negotiations with the United States, and they noted that increased demand for American farmers is a key opportunity. The letter also underscored the broader context of increasing U.S. agricultural exports to reduce the trade deficit, aligning with President Trump's America First agenda. Despite American farmers continually increasing yield per acre with fewer inputs, corn and soybean production has risen by 20% and 31% respectively since 2010. Commodity prices have dropped by over 30% in the past 3 years, and this trend intensifies the need to expand export markets to manage increasing supplies. This effort has garnered support from prominent agricultural organizations, including the National Corn Growers Association and the American Soybean Association. Joining Representatives Smith, and Finstra in this initiative are 14 representatives that include Tracy Mann and Ron Estes of Kansas. In its first year, partnering with Fort Hays State University Science and Math Education Institute, or SMEI, Rays, Kansas is making big strides in connecting rural students with career-ready opportunities. Rays, Kansas, formerly known as STEM Fire, is a rural education initiative powered by a Patterson Family Foundation grant and generous donors, and its mission is to expand opportunities for young people in rural Kansas by providing hands-on experiences, mentorship, and exposure to high-demand careers in science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and medicine, or STEM. Formed in 2019, STEM Fire was built around a simple but powerful concept: bring STEM professionals directly into rural classrooms, providing students exposure to regional and local STEM careers they may have never seen. And in just a few short years, this program has reached over 9,000 students statewide. In total, nearly 100 volunteers, including professionals from Textron Aviation, Kansas State University, Washburn University, Emporia State, and Fort Hays State, helped bring career exploration directly into rural classrooms this year. Schmidt also welcomed two new assistant directors, Earl Leegletter and Sailor Ann Seeler, who helped deliver programs to Kansas students. The program's reach continues to grow thanks to new initiatives like the EduConomy Pilot Program, an innovative effort modeled after Colorado's Homegrown Talent Initiative. EduConomy brings educators, business leaders, and students in each community together to discuss local workforce needs and design homegrown solutions to enhance the rural workforce. The pilot is currently underway in 5 Western Kansas school districts: Norton, Lincoln, Dighton, Stafford, and Hodgman counties. And now, 6 to 9 months into a 3-year timeline, participating communities are already seeing early momentum. And with strong community support and a growing network of partners, Schmidt says Rays, Kansas is only getting started. For more news and information about Rays, Kansas, you can visit raysks.org. The Kansas Highway Patrol arrested a California man on Monday after a chase through Russell and Ellis counties. Trooper Todd Heilman reported that at 5:29 p.m., a trooper tried to stop a vehicle driven by 54-year-old Shelby L. Miller of El Sobrante, California, because the tag indicated the vehicle had allegedly fled from law enforcement in Seward County, Nebraska, earlier on Monday. The trooper initiated the stop at about milepost 183 on Interstate 70 between Russell and Gorham. And at about 5:35 p.m., the trooper lost sight of the vehicle on southbound U.S. Highway 281. Heilman said multiple units, including the Kansas Highway Patrol aircraft out of Hays, were deployed to search for the suspect. And at 6:22 p.m., a trooper located the suspect vehicle going southbound on Fairgrounds Road in Ellis County. At 6:31 p.m., the Kansas Highway Patrol aircraft located the vehicle that was now going eastbound on I-70 at about milepost 182. The vehicle crashed at about 6:33 p.m. in the 600 block of Front Street in Russell, and the suspect was taken into custody. The suspect is facing requested charges of felony fleeing and eluding, reckless driving, resisting arrest, and leaving the scene of an accident. And Heilman said the suspect is also wanted for charges in Nebraska. In Nebraska news, 48-year-old Phyllis Wilson and 42-year-old David Curtis have been charged in Dawson County Court with possession of 28 to 140 grams of cocaine, possession of fentanyl with intent to distribute, possession of methamphetamine, and no drug tax stamp after a traffic stop over the weekend. According to the arrest affidavit, at around 11:15 a.m. on Saturday, a Nebraska State Patrol trooper stopped a gray 2005 Toyota 4Runner near the Lexington I-80 exit for speeding. The trooper questioned the driver, who was Wilson, and the passenger, Curtis, and became suspicious as they gave conflicting stories. A canine was then deployed and alerted to drugs in the vehicle. A probable cause located approximately 50 grams of cocaine and fentanyl wrapped in a Christmas sweater in the cargo area, and a vial of testosterone was also found in a bag inside the vehicle. Curtis and Wilson were then arrested and booked into the Dawson County Jail. Both of their bonds have been set at $200,000, and 10% of that would need to be posted to be released from jail. Wilson's next court date is set for 11 a.m. on July 1st, while Curtis is due back in court at 11 a.m. on July 2nd. 56-year-old John Clark and 54-year-old Lisa Kershaw have been charged in Furnace County Court with conspiracy to commit a Class 2A felony and theft by unlawful taking more than $5,000 after the Nebraska Brand Committee said they sold calves not belonging to them at a local sale barn. According to the arrest affidavit, on May 23rd, a criminal investigator with the Nebraska Brand Committee received a report from Tri-State Livestock Barn in McCook advising that Clark sold six calves not belonging to him at the sale barn on May 12th. The investigator said he contacted the Furnace County Sheriff's Office, who stated Clark took the six calves from a property in Cambridge and sold them at the Tri-State Livestock Barn for $10,598. The affidavit said Kershaw directed Clark in phone calls from the Furnace County Jail to take the calves to the sale barn and use the money from the sale to open an account at First State Bank in Holbrook. The investigator said Clark took $4,000 from the proceeds and placed it on Kershaw's books at the Furnace County Jail, which was used as bond money. Clark and Kershaw are set to appear in Furnace County Court on June 23rd. I'll be back with more in just a minute.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Fort Hays Tech North Central has announced the release of the 2025 Spring Honor Roll, celebrating the academic excellence and dedication of their students. As this distinguished list recognizes students who have achieved outstanding academic performance during the fall semester. The 2025 Spring Honor Roll includes students from various programs and disciplines, showcasing the breadth of talent and dedication across the campus. Fort Hays Tech North Central remains committed to fostering an environment of academic excellence and providing students with the tools they need to succeed, and the honor roll stands as a testament to the dedication of their students, faculty, and staff. In Norton, on the Dean's Honor Roll with the 3.5 to 4.0 grade point average are Ella Carter at the Beloit campus with an associate degree in nursing and Garrett Urban at Hays campus with electrical technology. And receiving honorable mention with a 3.0 to 3.49 grade point average, Reagan Musquez with the Hays Campus Associate Degree in Nursing, and Bodie Fonenstil at the Hays Campus Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. For more information about the honor roll or other academic achievements at Fort Hays Tech North Central, or to view the complete list of honorees, you can visit fhtechnc.edu. The Kansas Water Authority will meet on Monday, June 16th and Tuesday, June 17th at the Hutchinson Community College Fire Science Center in Hutchinson, Kansas, in the multipurpose room. And the meeting will begin at 1 p.m. on June 16th and 9 a.m. on June 17th. The Kansas Water Office is responsible for advising the governor, legislature, and director of the Kansas Water Office on water policy issues, and they also ensure that water policies and programs address the needs of all Kansans, as well as serve as advisors of the Kansas Water Plan. The Kansas Water Authority was established in 1981 and consists of 13 voting members who are appointed by the governor or legislative leadership, with state agency directors serving as ex officio members. For additional meeting information and the online meeting link, you can call the Kansas Water Office at 785-296-3185 or visit their website at kwo.ks.gov. Effective May 26, 2025 in Norton, outdoor watering, including the irrigation of lawns, shrubs, flowers, trees, gardens, and other outdoor vegetation with potable water, will be prohibited between the hours of 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. from Memorial Day through Labor Day of each year. Outdoor watering will be limited to every other day, and residential or business properties with addresses ending in an even number can water on even-numbered calendar days, and those with addresses ending in odd numbers can water on odd-numbered calendar days. Any violation could result in a violation assessment of $25 per day. The Kansas Department of Transportation will begin work on a bridge repair project along U.S. 36 in Cheyenne County the week of June 16th. The crews will be repairing the South Fork Republican River Bridge, located approximately 1.5 miles west of St. Francis. The traffic will be reduced to one lane through the work zone and directed by a temporary traffic signal, and motorists should anticipate delays of up to 15 minutes during the project. This work is expected to be completed in September, conditions permitting. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Todd Anderson, at 785-953-6011 or todd.anderson@ks.gov. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 94 and breezy with a south wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 63 and a south wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. On Thursday, it should be sunny with a high near 91 and a south wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. And on Thursday night, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 63. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Friday it should be mostly sunny with a high near 91. On Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 91. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 94. On Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 94. And on Tuesday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high near 86. Currently, with fair skies, it is 70 degrees. The humidity is 69%. The wind speed is south at 12 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.99, and the dew point is 59 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:21, and it's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. A scorching hot road trip for Kansas City Royals first baseman Vinny Pasquantino helped him earn an award this week. Major League Baseball announced that Pasquantino was named the AL Player of the Week after he went 13 for 26 with two home runs and seven RBIs during his six-game road trip against the St. Louis Cardinals and Chicago White Sox. His 13 hits and 500 average for the week was tied with the MLB lead with Athletic shortstop Jacob Wilson. Pasquantino delivered a game-tying two-run double Tuesday night in St. Louis in round two, a 10-5 Royals victory, and homered Friday and Saturday games in Chicago for the Royals. The 27-year-old Richmond, Virginia native won the award for the second time in his career and became the first Royal to be named Player of the Week this season. In 2024, shortstop Bobby Witt Jr. won the award twice, taking home the honor from May 26th and July 15th to 21st. Pasquantino had previously been named AL Player of the Week from August 8th to 14th in 2022. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
ValleyVet.com.
Fair time is coming, and Valley Vet Supply has all the fitting and grooming products you need to make those animals look their best. From clippers and combs to brushes and blowers, keep your show animals cool with a powerful turbo fan. Big ones for cattle, small fans for swine, sheep, and goat projects. And Arctic Mister show barn fans, cool them off and maintain that hair coat too. Hot weather can stall out those show steers and lambs. Keep them on feed and bring out that bloom with show supplements from Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet keeps a wide array of blocking chute and stall bar options and show box styles too. For the most complete lineup of animal health products and horse and livestock show supplies, go online at valleyvet.com or see them at their store in Marysville.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.